Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
Alam niyo ba na iba-iba ang mga health check na kailangan nating gawin depende sa edad? Ayon sa specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lagarta Scott, mahalagang magpatingin kahit wala pang nararamdamang sintomas. Kung bakit, pakinggan ang buong panayam sa Healthy Pinoy.
Yung next topic po natin is about yung mga preventive health checks naman na dapat gawin ng mga kababayan, kabataan, mga nanay, tatay, at lolo at lola. So let's start, Doc. Which screenings are most important for people naman na medyo bata-bata, nasa kanilang 20s?
So, Claudette, in your 20s, this is the time for building a foundation for health. So the most important screening are less about disease and more about establishing a baseline. So this includes regular GP checkups to discuss family history, lifestyle, mental health, and also for women, it's very important to do cervical screening tests, which is crucial, starting from the age of 25. So for everyone, it's a good idea to get a skin check as well if you have a family history of skin cancer or you have a lot of moles. And don't forget as well yung dental check and eye check. At saka, you know that it's very, very common now yung obesity. So it's very important to start checking your BMI and also weight monitoring to keep an eye on your trend, on the trends of your weight. At saka for our listeners sa mga 20s, STI screening, yearly, you know, yearly check siguro, or if they've changed partners, is really important to have an STI check. And also, they have to make sure that they had the HPV vaccination. If not completed earlier, meron naman tayong mga tinatawag na catch-up for HPV vaccinations. And for men, testicular self-examination. So it's important to do that monthly at home to examine for lumps and in any changes in the testicles.
I see. So kailangan lang talagang i-check kung kumusta yung kalusugan nila, like in terms establishing good health and yung that's malusog right. Na katawan. Yung next naman, Doc, ano health checks naman yung mahalaga para sa mga nasa 40s na po?
Yeah, so this is really important. So as you enter your 40s, the focus shifts to screening for common chronic diseases. So this is when you start to get more proactive. So key checks includes regular blood pressure monitoring, cholesterol and blood sugar tests to screen for cardiovascular diseases and type 2 diabetes. So for women then, it's really important to start thinking about mammograms for breast cancer screening, which are really recommended. And for everyone, a bowel screening test is recommended every 2 years, starting the age from 45. But it's good to be aware of your risk factors in your 40s now, okay? So skin checks is recommended then, Claudette, annually, especially if they're very fair. And also, as I've mentioned a while ago, yung cervical screening test, they have to do that. Normally here in Australia, it's every 5 years. But if they start to develop symptoms, they can do that and they can let their GP know, so it can be done more often. Prostate health check rin is very important. So discuss PSA test from the age of 50 or earlier, a family history or high-risk groups. And also, it's worth mentioning the bone density scan. So from the age of 50 or earlier, especially if there are risk factors like family history, low body weight, osteopenia, and steroid use. So it's really important to start doing the bone density scan.
Kasi sa atin, no, kapag nakaramdam lang tayo ng sakit, doon na tayo magpapacheck. So maganda itong mga preventive check-ups gagawin ahead.
That's true. And also, I would like to add, Rina, this is the time as well now, you check your lifestyle. You know, you check your diet, your physical activity, your alcohol and smoking. So every year you have to have a yearly review on that.
Thank you for that, Doc. Ito naman, Doc, para naman sa mga nasa 60s nila, ano yung mga preventive care na pwede nilang gawin for their health?
Yeah. So in your 60s, the focus is on maintaining quality of life and managing your age-related changes. So we continue with the screenings from your 40s and 50s. So the ones that I mentioned a while ago, like bowel screening and mammograms. And also we need to add a few things. So this includes assessment, as I mentioned, the osteoporosis, but also hearing and vision tests, okay? Mm. It's also very important na yung up-to-date sila with the vaccinations, such as flu vaccines, shingles vaccines, pneumococcal vaccinations. So it's really important to focus on staying active and connected to maintain physical and mental health. So additional things na sa mga 60s and 70s is really yung false risk assessment. Mm. Yung i-check kung ano ang risk nila in terms of their balance and gait. Mm. Meron din tayong tinatawag na aneurysm screening for men. It is a one-time ultrasound for abdominal aortic aneurysm, especially for high-risk men, yung 65 and above, okay? So meron rin tayong yung colorectal screening. So it's really important to do that every year or every 2 years. But if they are high-risk, they have to do that every year, okay? Mm-hmm. And also for men, of course, yung PSA testing, optional naman yun, but if you know you have a high risk, they have to be proactive and ask their GP to have it done at least once a year. Meron na rin tayong lung cancer screening. So it's something that you can discuss with your GP, especially if they are a heavy smoker.
Mm-hmm. So these screenings, Doc, are available for free sa mga GP.
Oo. At saka i-discuss nila kasi depende naman yan sa risk factors nila. Okay. Sometimes maybe the GP may say na you may need to pay a gap or something, pero most of the time covered naman siya.
Oo.
So lifestyle factors pa rin tayo doon sa 60s natin. So important pa rin yung strength training to maintain muscle mass, mm-hmm. yung balanced diet, at saka mental health and social connection is really important para ma-improve ang ating overall health, and it can also influence health span.
Mm-mm. And also the GP will decide if you need the test, right po, depending on your, as you mentioned, risk factor. Doc, eto, bakit ba mahalaga na magpa-regular check-up tayo kahit na sa tingin natin, ako, healthy naman ako, wala naman akong bisyo, okay naman yung lifestyle ko, bakit mahalaga pa rin yung mga regular check-ups?
Yes, because this is a question I hear all the time. And the answer is that many serious diseases like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers, they often have no symptoms in their early stages. So a checkup allows you to detect these conditions early, especially when they are much easier to treat. It's like checking the oil in your car. You do it to prevent it from breakdown, not because the engine is already smoking. So you do it na wala pang symptoms.
Mm-mm. So ayun, napakasimpleng analogy, no? At representation na kailangan kahit healthy tayo, ipa-check natin, parang nagpapa-maintain tayo ng sasakyan natin. Dapat i-maintain din natin yung ating kalusugan. Eto, Doc, last question for this topic. How can lifestyle choices reduce the need for, you know, certain medical intervention later in life?
So lifestyle, Claudette, is everything. A healthy diet, regular exercise, not smoking, and limiting alcohol can dramatically reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. These choices can help you avoid needing medications, surgeries, and other medical interventions down the road. So it's really about empowering yourself to take control of your health.
Doc, maraming salamat sa pagbahagi ng mga mahalagang impormasyon tungkol sa kalusugan ngayong araw sa SBS Filipino.
Healthy Pinoy. Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.